There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews alongside Mark Cox and our producer, our executive producer, Carl Middleman.
Hello.
And we have a great show for you lined up. You know, I've realized in the last couple of weeks, a lot of things that we're talking about are experiences that you can do in the cooler or the cold weather. And we will have a couple of those things to share with you. But it doesn't hurt to get out in the cold as well. Just be careful you don't slip and fall. We did have some great weather this past week. I did a little road trip with my wife. I don't know if you and your wife ever get out, if you even have time, Mark. It's just, it's cold. It's easy to just sit on the couch and throw a blanket over you and watch a movie, but it is good to get out and get that cool air breathing through your lungs. And here we are. Here we are.
Love it. And it's also been warmer recently, which makes me more likely to stick my head out the door.
Well, and with the Trump presidency, it's almost like a spectator sport.
Celebration every day, baby.
I literally walked out of our TV room into the kitchen area, and I said to my wife, I said, you know how refreshing it is to have a president being, speaking to the public, which we hadn't had for 4 years. It truly is amazing. Whether you agree or not, it's refreshing to have that communication.
That's true. And what a world of difference it has been watching it. It's refreshing, if nothing else. And I said this week that even the media that despises Donald Trump, regardless of what you personally may think of Donald Trump, he's spoken to the media more in the first 8 or 9 days of his presidency than Joe Biden did in 4 years.
Literally.
He's accessible. Seriously. I heard him say, I've been speaking to leaders of foreign country. I can't get rid of them, these foreign leaders, because they call me and they are calling to ask for a callback, because they would call Joe Biden and ask to speak to him, and they would say he'd have to get back to you within a month, and then they'd never hear from him. And when they call me, I take their call. And then I have to say, excuse me, King, excuse me, Mr. President, I've got to go. Like, I can't stay right on the phone with them all day. And he claims that they are personally refreshed by the fact that they now have access to an American president who they may not always agree with him, but they're speaking to somebody with strength and conviction who's looking out for what's in America's best interest.
That's right. And Caroline Leavitt, youngest press secretary for the White House ever, she's doing a fantastic job. And even there's an aura that is not combative, even with the people that may disagree with this presidency, as you mentioned. She's very refreshing. She's lovely to explain. And it doesn't seem like she is like the wall between you or the press and the president. You know what I mean? She's there to convey the message when he can't do it. And I think she's doing a great job. And the one thing that I really noticed in one of her press conferences this week, Mark, and you probably did too, is that, of course, mainstream media is in the room, but they're very cognizant that there are social media influencers that, that put out good news information. They will be available to get press credentials So you don't have to be connected to a CBS or a CNN or an MSNBC or whatever. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
To me, that's refreshing.
They've added new voices to the room, which is a good thing. They've also renewed 420 or 30 press passes for people that had been had them taken away under the Biden administration with access to the White House press briefing room.
Wow.
And
just amazing.
It's like the First Amendment is back. I do love it. I do appreciate it. I did jokingly say, you know, I have a daughter who is a year or two older than Levitt, Caroline
really?
Levitt. And I watch this young lady and I marvel. Now, my daughter's very intelligent and would be perfectly capable of doing the same thing. She doesn't have any of the same interests that Caroline Levitt does, probably. But to have somebody that young who's that on the ball and doesn't need a tabbed notebook in front of her to determine what answer she's going to give you is refreshing.
Ring binder.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is. And, you know, a lot of the stuff they're doing, like Kristi Noem, I don't know if you noticed or not, the immigration issue prior to the plane crash, the tragedy in Washington this week, the immigration raids had really been dominating the headlines.
Oh, yeah.
And Kristi Noem, who, of course, on Twitter, they have to deride her. They've nicknamed her the Ice Barbie because she's a very attractive woman, and she's actually gone along on some of these raids.
Oh, wow.
In New York. Well, I mean, I'm sure if there was a chance of violence, they held her back, but she
of
was
course.
Up there briefing the ICE officers before they went in and did some of the raids to get some of these criminal aliens out of our country. And of course they're blasting her for her actions. And I'm thinking, I didn't see Alejandro Mayorkas outside of his office in a dark blue suit in 4 years. He did nothing as Homeland Security Secretary, and here she is out with the ICE officers talking to them before they go in and conduct these raids. It's refreshing. Yeah.
What dedication she has, and very impressive, because, you know, I've seen this meme before where if you are the leader of an organization, there's two ways you could do it. You could lead from the front or lead from the back with a whip. And a lot of these people that are in these positions of power alongside Trump. I truly believe that J.D. Vance is going to be out there in the front as well. I think we're going to see a lot more of this vice president than we did of previous vice presidents, even Mike Pence when he was with Trump the first go around. I just believe that the visibility is going to be so important, and the transparency is going to be so important to the American people to really understand what's going on. It's a tough job, and they're willing to do it, and Kristi Noem is definitely one that's ready to step up.
Yeah, well, we watched the RFK confirmation hearings, Cash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, key positions. Also, of course, they're going to make decisions on who's going to run the ATF. And, you know, I've had Nate, almost called him Nate. I've had Eric Burleson on my show to discuss this because he's one of the members of Congress. Obviously, he represents the Springfield area from Missouri, but he's one of the members of Congress who's pushed to abolish the ATF. And he wants to see the NFA rewritten, like the National Firearms Act, that makes you have to pay $200 and apply for the right to buy a suppressor to put on your gun.
Right.
And the question is why? Why? I mean, they don't make the sound that you hear on Hollywood movies, as you and I've talked about many times. You have one, right?
I do. Yeah, I do. Well, there's many benefits to them, but until I got subsonic ammo, did I realize it really just sounds the same if you're doing regular ammo through it. But there are benefits to recoil and accuracy and things like that. But
sure,
go ahead.
Sure. Well, no, but the point is the real advantage is to your hearing as much as anything. Like I've got friends who have hearing loss, and a lot of them credited to the fact that when they were young they would go out shooting and they would never use ear protection, and they think that probably damages their hearing. And if you shoot a lot, it can make a big difference. If you're shooting outside, inside, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I just think that it makes no sense. It's not like there are assassins around every corner who want a suppressor and can't get one. I mean, if
right.
they want one, they can get one if they're criminals. Why would law-abiding citizens have to go through all those hoops to have it? It just makes no
sense.
Well,
And it's almost criminal that they're being charged these fees, sometimes more than the actual item is worth or that you're paying for the suppressor, like at Razorback. They can explain it all to you.
It's true.
But could you imagine to be able to just go in and just get one? That would be outstanding. I had to wait months for mine.
Hey, I had to ask you, since you were the winner of the one of the prizes in my ATF raffle, how was your night at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield?
You missed it, and I hope you had a good night with your family, and because you couldn't be there. You too, Carl. But we filled up the Luciano room. It was a great experience. Charlie was our hostess. Brian was the host. What a cool place. It was just cool to be around that. I felt like I was like Tony Soprano, hanging out in the room, you know, holding court. That's what I was doing.
Bourbon and a cigar. And yeah, that place is great. We always appreciate Brian Snyder. He always, always such a great supporter of our alcohol, tobacco, and firearms rally to support a responder rescue. So
if you've never experienced a cigar lounge, Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield, You get five stars from me, buddy. It's good.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Hey, coming up on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, we're going to talk to the folks at the Hero Network. The next Bourbon for Badges event is coming up. We got all the details straight ahead.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thanks for tuning in. And if you know anybody else that supports the Second Amendment, and of course the First Amendment, tell them about the show on 97.1 and on KMOX on the weekends. We thank you very much for listening. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. You know, they do custom gunsmithing there. If you have an issue with a firearm, bring it to Jesse and Brad there. They can take care of you. If you're looking to suppress a firearm, absolutely Razorback Armory. They're on Manchester Road, just east of 270. They're right next to the tennis shop, and I say that because you'll see that first. Otherwise, online at RazorbackArmory.com.
Yep, fantastic place. Hope you stop by there. Right now, we want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. In addition to the Second Amendment, as Bo knows, I am tend to be a fan of bourbon, and I like trying different kinds of bourbon. And you got to do that recently, Bo. Of course, we talked about that at the Lit Cigar Lounge, and it was
just
outstanding.
The life experiences that you have shared with me since we've been friends and hosts on this show is beyond. I'm looking forward to golf in 2025 with you. I mean, I've got a flavor for bourbon now since last week.
Well,
a changed man.
I'm glad I could influence you in a negative way, some people would say there. Probably, no doubt about it. That's funny. Well, but there is there's a great Bourbon for Badges event coming up. It's the fifth annual version of it, and we've got my friend Charlie Metzner on the phone, the founder of the Hero Network, and I've helped Charlie out with some fundraisers in the past as well. Charlie, welcome into Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Good morning, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
Great, great to have you on, my friend. Boy, you're one of the busiest men I've seen when it comes to out putting your money where your mouth is, man. Your Hero Network has done such great work. Tell us a little bit about how you set this up and what you've been doing.
So this is our fifth annual Bourbon for Badges. In the past, we've had different hosts. This year, we're excited for the second year to have the Whiskey Society co-host with us at Tabawingo again for the fifth year. The Bacardi's are great. The food's great there. It's a great venue. We're looking, you know, forward to raising money for four nonprofits/organizations that are all support first responders and military. And that's what we're all about. Anything we can do to support first responder military is what the Hero Network wants to do.
Man, that's fantastic. Charlie, it's Bo here. And tell us how you came about creating the Hero Network, if you will.
The Hero Network was founded by three city firefighters, two which are military veterans, me not being one of them. And we were just looking for a way to help families that serve their community and serve their country to help support their families. And by doing so, connecting our first responders and veterans to their community, allowing our community to support them and their family by promoting these 215 businesses. But along the way, we created this huge platform. I mean, if you look at our followers are far away beyond any other nonprofit that supports first responders in the area, because that's what we do. And it's just using that platform, it's created different avenues to do anything and everything to support first responders and veterans in any little way. We're just here to make a difference.
Yeah, and you know, people can go on there and be supporters, and they can have their various businesses listed, and then people have a good idea where to go for people that are supporting you guys, right?
Right. So, I mean, I don't want to compare us to AngieList or HomeAdvisor, but that's what you go on there, find what you need for a directory, because we're not like them, because we support any business. You know, they're all the on there is like services.
Yeah.
So on ours, you know, you have car sales, financial advisors, you know, any business, not just businesses where people come in your home and fix things.
And are they generally people who've been either military or first responders, or a lot of those people maybe working seconds doing home construction and they're on there as well?
Yeah, I mean, the requirement to get on there, we make it the same as military. Four years as a first responder or veteran are their spouse. So if their spouse is allowed to be on there because it supports, you know, that veteran or that first responder under that roof.
Well, I think that's fantastic.
Well, and you know what, Mark, spending a little time on the website, it's pretty impressive that it's more than just helping. Well, it is helping others, but there's a help wanted link. So if you are looking to get into first responder as a job, they've got a whole list of ones that are looking for. Crestwood, I think I saw Maryland Heights, Bell Fountain Neighbors, all these, Washington, Missouri. So those that are in law enforcement that are listening right now are family of, and, you know, they're not in their best situation. Well, there may be other opportunities, and the Hero Network definitely does that.
Right. It creates a marketplace for education, employment, and events, along with our main mission.
Well, let's get back to the bourbon for a minute, because we haven't paid nearly enough attention to that.
Hey, will there be raffles? I'm in.
We'll have plenty of raffles and auctions. Reed Lowe's back again as our live auctioneer. I don't think anyone does it better than Reed Lowe as far as the auctioneer. He's a large, boisterous man that voiced, you know, towers over everyone. You know, he has to tell people to, well, basically shut up sometimes, and he does it well.
He's told me that.
So what we'll have there, we're going to be supporting four nonprofits. One of them's really near and dear and really urgent right now, but they are the MoVets Outdoors, and then the 265 St. Louis County Fire Pipes and Drums, because they always show up for us. Last year, MoVets helped us with their event. Now we're making them a beneficiary. And then the St. Louis Police Department Memorial Funeral Assistance Fund, which is the president of that is actually one of our co-hosts, which is a Whiskey Society. But the one that's nearest and dear to my heart is my friend Tommy Shine of the Wentzville Fire Department. He's been clinging on to life. At one point, they even considered, like, pulling the plug. He had just had a routine heart surgery, and it just went south. And, you know, he's making strides every day. I've been following it. It's pretty heartbreaking. And so we decided that last minute, honestly, it was last minute, to include him as one of our beneficiaries, our fourth beneficiary, and make the fire department, Wentzville Community Outreach, a beneficiary, to all the funds be donated to him and his family during this time.
Well, for people listening, I was going to say STLHeroNetwork.com is the website, STLHeroNetwork.com, and you can find all the information on Bourbon for Badges and links to buy tickets and all that good stuff right there. It's coming up February 28th. We haven't mentioned that, at 5:00 out at Tapawingo. And I would, if you haven't been out there for this, I mean, it's fantastic. I've done a lot of stuff with Andrew and the guys over at James over at the St. Louis Bourbon Society, and they do everything first class when it comes to bourbon. So if you got people out there who are kind of bourbon snobs who are wondering what they're going to have access to, I mean, you got some of the top stuff out there for people to sample. Am I right?
Yeah, I was at Whiskey in the Winter this past year, and we will definitely have you'll have a better chance of tasting really top shelf allocated bourbon and whiskey at our event over that event. Because if you weren't VIP, you weren't really getting much of that.
We have
tons and tons and tons of bottles.
Bo, I'll just mention this real quick. I see that Lit Cigar Lounge is the official cigar sponsor of right. Bourbon for Badges, right?
I'm trying to mention that. That is correct. And we also have three tiers of tickets. So non-bourbon, basic bourbon tasting, and then that VIP that gets you all those high allocated bottles and a special gift.
Well, I had a firsthand experience at Lit Cigar Lounge last week as part of the ATF raffle that Mark does, and it was a wonderful experience. It was actually shocking how big the place was, and it just so cool. We were in the Luciano room, actually, so that was cool. Hey, you know what, Charlie, before we get done here, I definitely don't want to skim over who Tommy Shine is, fire captain in Wentzville. But when the movie in Breakthrough came out, my wife and I saw it right away. He was actually the guy. He saved three of those teens in 2015, and it inspired that movie Breakthrough. So if you saw that, this is the guy, and another good reason why you should donate and maybe be a part. Now, for those folks that can't be there, how can we also donate? Just go to the website?
Yeah, you go to the website. I was going to mention this before. You can go to stlheronetwork.com, but we have our own URL, which is bourbon4badges.com. So it makes it really easy to get there. Yeah, but I just want to say something really quick about Tommy. I really take a shine to Tommy Shine because I've met him half a dozen times. I'm not going to pretend we're best friends, but I've met him at different functions and events and stuff. And him and I would talk for, you know, he's a talker, and he's one of those people that tell it how it is. So he reminded me of guys I grew up with. Like, I grew up in South City. I'm a city firefighter. That's who he reminded me of. A South City kid that's a city firefighter that just tells it how it is. He don't care what anybody thinks. He's going to give it to you the way it is and not pull any punches. And I really respected him and loved him for that.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and we appreciate you highlighting him and all that you do, because everywhere you look these days, you see the St. Louis Hero Network. You know, when I was at Guns and Hoses and supporting Backstoppers, we see you down there all the time too. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we've been partnering with Backstoppers and Guns and Hoses for years now, and we got a special relationship with Backstoppers in this past month, and I'm really excited about.
Well, cool. Again, you can so it's Bourbon for Badges. The URL is bourbonforbadges.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Bourbon for Badges with the word, not the number.
Yeah, that makes it easier. And then, of course, people can also check out the Hero Network as well, stlheronetwork.com. And love what you're doing out there, my friend Charlie Metzner. Again, the 5th annual Bourbon for Badges event. You don't want to miss this if you love supporting law enforcement and you love bourbon, because it's fantastic. It's coming up February 28th out at Tapawingo, and it ought to be a fantastic event. Go get your tickets now, and hopefully we'll see you out there. Charlie, thank you.
Thank you so much. Actually, Todd Randall called like 15 minutes ago. He's going to be a big event sponsor, so I'm excited about that too.
Nice. I'm glad we got lots of big names out there. That's going to be fantastic. All right.
Charlie. Yeah, the Randalls are great.
Yes, indeed. Charlie Metzner helping us out there this morning and promoting Bourbon for Badges. Should be a lot of fun. I might have to go this year. I was out of town last year.
You want me to be your DD?
Hey, you should. Absolutely. How about that?
You know, or we can get an Uber and both have a great time.
Exactly. That's what we need to do. Yeah, it's about halfway in between for you and I for where we live there, Bo. No doubt about that.
I think it's a great idea. You know what? It's new experiences. And when you get a bunch of people together in a new experience like that, memories are made. Friendships are made. It's outstanding. And I say, let's do it. Especially since it's coming up quick.
You know, yeah. Tapawingo is a golf course. You could golf there.
February 28th? What are the odds?
It's a Friday. 50-50 in St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, it has been warm this week.
That's the round I could afford. Can I golf today? Yeah, sure.
Maybe the snow will be off the course by then for sure.
Oh, I'm sure. All right, we've got more of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Going to talk about motorcycles coming up. In just a few minutes here on the radio, Randy Knowles will be our guest next.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back. And, you know, we talk about such a wide variety of things that you can go out and do outdoors and fishing and watching eagles and, I mean, you name it. Going and drinking bourbon, which, of course, we were talking about with our friend Charlie Metzner.
RV shows.
If
it's true that you have the power of suggestion, you have by now bought an RV. You have spent money to go see the Eagles. You've traveled, and now we're going to get you to buy a motorcycle.
Well, when you say spent money to go see the Eagles, that's a sore point for Carl because he didn't get to see them. He was in Vegas and left the day before they opened at the Sphere.
At the Sphere, I could have seen it at the Sphere.
Oh,
different kind of Eagles.
Different kind of Eagles.
We're not talking about the ones with wings.
No.
Gotcha.
But I did get to see those up at Pere Marquette, which if you do, if you get the chance, you should go. They're majestic.
Oh, I agree.
With Eagles music in the background.
Well, no, because we just played some Sammy Hagar for our friend Mark Cox because it's
when
a bad
Eagles
motor
fly,
scooter.
Baby. Oh, yeah. Could have gone with the When Eagles Fly, too. With that
could have.
You could have. That's right.
But you're a bad mother scooter.
I love it. I love it. Coming up, so anyway, coming up on February 8th and 9th, you have another really cool event. We have talked about this in years past as well, and it's going to be a cycle showcase back with a two-day motorcycle art event. Randy Knowles on the phone with us right now. And, Randy, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember us talking about this a couple of years ago and all of these great bikes that you're bringing in and going to be bigger and better than ever this year, right?
We keep growing. The Cycle Showcase keeps growing. Word keeps getting out around the country for bike builders and bike collectors and bike restorers, guys that do really cool things with motorcycles, that this is a worthy event here in St. Louis, and I'm very proud to host it here in the town.
Yeah, I think it's centrally located, so you get people from all over the lower 48 for sure for it, because what you do is you feature really rare custom motorcycles, and they're really from all over the planet. They all come into St. Louis. For those that are enthusiasts or, you know, this even if you don't ride a motorcycle, it's just cool to see and to be around the people that have created this stuff. Tell us about some of the extreme stuff people will see.
Well, you say custom, and while there are a lot of custom stuff, there are vintage race bikes, there are 100-point restorations from the Antique Motorcycle Club of America. There are, of course, there's custom stuff. There's oddball. There's weird things that you may scratch your head at, but I like that too. just anything on two wheels. You know, it's a celebration of the art and the beauty and the engineering and the design of the motorcycle. I've got the motorcycle bug, as you can tell. I've had it for a long time, and I wondered why we didn't have anything really cool here right in the Midwest, so centrally located in the United States, that would compete with things that are happening elsewhere in the country. And I thought, well, why not make it myself? So I started this about 13 years ago, and it's growing. The popularity among bike builders, bike restorers, the people in the motorcycle world has been fantastic. So I'm excited next weekend, February 8th and 9th, bring it back to St. Louis. And I can't wait to share it with the public. And this is something I have to say this. When you tell somebody I do a bike show, the first thing they think of is like a Hooters parking lot or something. And as while I love a Hooters parking lot, believe you me, this is something for the whole family. This is something you could bring your kids to. This is something you bring your grandmother to. Anybody that appreciates style, beauty, art, that just happens to be on two wheels, it's a fun weekend.
Yeah, and it's going to, of course, the Cycle Showcase. It's a City Foundry, in case people are wondering, which is a fairly new venue the last couple of years here downtown across from the Armory over there. A very cool venue. You were bragging about this last year and how much you loved the opportunity to be down there. So I went to your Facebook page, Cycle Showcase STL, and there's a bunch of pictures from the last show. Here's the one that might interest you the most, Bo. I'm looking at this, and I don't know if Randy's going to be able to confirm or deny this. I'm looking at a picture of a very attractive young woman sitting astride one of these motorcycles. Like, that's not normal, right? Like, you can't go down there and just hop on all these, right?
I know exactly which picture you're talking about. yes. That happens to be the wife of the gentleman that built the bike.
Oh, okay. All right. That's how she got away with that. I was wondering.
Yes. That's it. But I think if you scroll through my Instagram page in some way, shape, or form, you'll find that there is also a couple of kids that he put up on his bike at some point during that weekend as well. Generally, it's a no-touch policy.
Yeah, I'll bet.
but everybody there is so friendly and so welcoming, and they love the concept of this is a really a family event, and yeah, he uh, that that guy is actually going to be back with another brand new creation we're going to unveil this year. He did. His wife did get on the bike, and she may not have had on a lot of things.
It was a warm day.
Yes. Yeah, it was a warm day in February. Yes, it was. She was wearing shorts. But there were kids there, and again, as we're joking about this, but it is a family friendly event, and I can't wait to share it with everybody in the metro area here.
You know, I got to tell you, you get a warm day like we had a couple of them this past week, and it's a good day for a road trip. My wife and I jumped in the car and we went for a ride and ran out near Burbus Valley, what used to be Burbus Valley Harley-Davidson, I knew that it was gone. I had heard that, but somebody had said that it had turned into a motorcycle museum. We go out there, there's nobody around. I don't know what the history of what happened out there, but there was nobody in the parking lot. I was so bummed. I don't know if it closed or if it was just closed for that day. I don't know. But people like to get out in these cold temperatures and just go do stuff when it's cold. And this is going to be a great opportunity. Let's talk about the City Foundry that you have this as a venue. How much space are you taking for this?
There's an actual event space inside City Foundry that is leased by Butler's Pantry, and they do weddings and they do events in there and whatnot. And I've worked there before in empty retail space, but this is the first time that we've been able to move into an actual event space, and it is beautiful in there. 7,000 plus square feet of motorcycles, plus there's a tunnel that's underneath the City Foundry that they've given us, and we're going to fill that up with artists and vendors and more cool stuff down there. Plus City Foundry itself, there's 15 restaurants there that are all locally owned or locally managed, local chefs that have put their heart and soul into all these restaurants. And what I love about it is you can go and you can get a burger, you can get a pizza, you can get chicken, you can get tacos, you can get, good Lord, any practically Indian food, practically any kind of food you can imagine. But it's all local chefs and it's all local, supporting local folks here. There's a putt shack there. And then, as I ramble on, one cool thing that we're doing this year is there's an Alamo Draft House movie theater there, located inside the City Foundry. And I approached them a while back and I said, hey, listen, this is coming to the Foundry, and we bring a lot of people and it's a lot of fun and it's a great weekend. How would you like to be involved? And Alamo Drafthouse said, this is awesome. Let's do biker movies.
Yeah.
Nice.
So Alamo Drafthouse has come on board and they're in the City Foundry area there. So all weekend long, they're going to be showing all kinds of biker movies. Everything from Mad Max, the Easy Rider, of course. There's a movie that came out last year called Bike Riders with Tom Hardy, I believe.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I saw that actually.
Yeah, and then there's a whole bunch of other smaller independent stuff that anybody could drop in on. So if you're looking for a really cool way to spend the weekend, come on down. City Foundry, one day ticket to get in, and you'll get a wristband, and you can come back Sunday if you like too. It's both Saturday and Sunday. One time entrance fee. Just going to be a wonderful weekend, a celebration of everything, two wheels and the art and the beauty of all that.
Well, for people who want to come and make a weekend out of it, you also had you're working with what, the Angad Arts Hotel down there for group rates?
Yeah, if you're coming from out of town or if you just want to have a little pre-Valentine's, let me throw that out there, pre-Valentine's weekend, ladies, surprise your old man with something really cool.
There you go.
That's right.
The Angad Arts Hotel has been really nice to us. Actually, they've got a parking lot big enough for a lot of guys bringing in trailers and trucks. So I was very grateful that they had a parking lot that could host us. And they've been great. They've been taking care of us. The Angad Arts Hotel is really close there to the to the City Foundry, and it's a really neat hotel. If you've never been in there, and again, that hotel celebrates everything about the arts. There's artists in the lobby and artists upstairs, and it's pretty crazy.
Like every room is painted a different color. It's really unique. If you haven't been in there,
it
would be an experience for people. Well, that's really cool. Randy Knowles, listen, just to remind people, the Cycle Showcase STL coming back here on February 8th and 9th down at the City Foundry, and I hope people can get on there and get their tickets. $12.50 for adults. Gives you a wristband for both days, and kids 15 and under are free with a paid adult, and you can get your tickets at the door. Is that correct? You're not selling them in advance?
No, we're not giving Ticketmaster any money.
Saving on the fees.
That's right. My wife just told me she bought concert tickets last night, and the concert tickets were $175, and there was a $50 fee on top of that.
Wow.
It's a different world.
I don't get on my horse about that, but that's a whole other interview one another day. But it's super simple, right there at the door. Come down and check out, get inspired, bring the family. It'd be a really fun weekend.
Randy, have you ever referred to your wife as your old lady?
Yes.
She's
come to terms with that, and she's drinking whiskey with you this morning.
Let me just, I got to ask this question. Mark, have you ever been referred to from your wife as her old man?
No, not that I know of. Maybe to her girlfriends, but not in front of me.
You need to buy a motorcycle. That's what you need to do. My wife's 10 years younger than I am.
I've been an old man, too, so that's all right.
My wife's 10 years younger, and I've referred to her as my old lady and on the radio or whatever, and people are like, how dare you? I'm like, she's 10 years younger. Stop. It's a term of endearment.
Yeah, my wife could get away with that because I am older than her, as she reminds me all the time, for sure. Randy Knowles, best of luck this coming weekend. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you so much.
Yep. Take care of yourself. And again, you got to get your tickets at the door down there at the City Foundry if you haven't been down there. I'll have to ask her when I get home, Bo. Have you ever referred to me to your friends as your old man? I'll have to ask old man. Like, I'm just waiting.
There's two meanings to it, though. If she says it to her girlfriends, that's one thing. But if she refers it in your presence, that's a whole nother level of love that you may not have experienced. So from here on out, Mrs. Cox, call her your old man. And what would she do if you said, this is my old lady?
Oh, I think she would be deeply offended.
Oh, no.
Well, because she's 2.5 years younger than me, as she always reminds me. So, she would not like that very much.
Okay, well.
She wouldn't even let the kids call her grandma. She wanted to be called Gigi because that sounded better than grandma.
Yeah, there's 74 names for that.
That's very true.
Randy, good. How about you, Carl? Let's include you in this conversation.
Yes.
In impromptu survey, have you ever referred to your wife as your old lady?
In jest, not seriously.
Yeah. Nicole would probably take his head off.
Yeah, but no, I've done it. I've done it ironically, where she would have been in on the joke.
Yeah, she's educated. And she would never refer to you as the old man.
That's true. Yeah, she does. Okay. She reminds me that I'm older than her all the time.
Oh. Glad you didn't bring up the word battle axe. I mean, that's a whole different conversation.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
It was a joke, honey.
I promise.
That's why we're here.
Wow. Let's wrap this up. My goodness. All right. Have a great rest of your weekend, whatever you do. Thank you for listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. For Mark Cox and Carl Middleman.
Pew, pew.
I'm Bo Matthews. See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.